بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life.
Sometimes you see they say this is this, you know, something we have to follow morally and we have to have the etiquettes, you know, but many times you see these, you know, brothers and sisters in Christianity, they have invaded somewhere, they have done some brutal inactions, some rampages, some furies, some feud, and I was surprised. If this is the thing, they're, you know, just chanting this slogan that, you know, we have to be moral, we have to be very kind to people. If someone smacked your other side of your face, you have to turn another side, let him to smack you again. So why we see such a thing, you know, sometimes? And nowadays, even we see somewhere, you know, maybe you can give me some examples, some instance. But the thing is, with your surprise, why? Just the thing, just they're telling, and just, you know, they're accusing us, you're the most violent people in the whole world, and you have just violation, we don't have. But we see, they have. So could you please give us something and tell them how is possible, you know, to just say something by tongue and do something either than this one?
Exactly. As I told you, this is something ideal, yes, to have the world just make a globe with no war. Of course, this is something that all people, they are after it. But we are 100% sure that there is no any reality behind this. If in Christianity, so this is the example that just happened by me, if this religion of Christianity, they are not after wars, so this question comes to our mind. So why, for example, we can see many Christian countries that they are spending huge amount of money and budget over their military and services and, you know, their armies and their weapons and whatever they have.
And they're invading some countries.
And they are,
like, you know, Pakistan or Afghanistan, you know, that drone, you know, killing people every day and no one is complaining. And they believe, then they just, you know, they say, we are Christians.
Exactly.
So if you're Christian, how come you call you kill people, innocent people, children, you know, women, old people? So that's my question.
Exactly.
Is army just for protecting the country or is just to invade another one, another country?
This is the exactly case. And one of the differences, one of the things which is so difficult and makes many question to our mind is these, you know, stories, events and happens and wars and massacres that we will see happen in these neighboring countries. This is a very important question and criticism, maybe if someone can also answer.
Who's gonna
reply?
Yeah, reply
these
this.
Questions also. Exactly the case is that. Because regarding the conditions of jihad, if we can have more time to speak and elaborate also this, there are conditions according to Islamic regulation, there are some conditions about jihad. And according to Quranic verses, it's been explained that if you want to go, for example, to other countries to as a kind of defense, to help the oppressed people there, okay, so you have to only fight with the ones who are armed and who just come out for the battle. So it means that when you, you know, defeat them, when you prevail, when you prevail on that battle, so and when you get into the city, there is nothing with the children and the women and you know, the elders. That they don't have anything and they don't have any job with the war. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran said in one of the verse that الَّذِينَ وَقَاتِلُوا الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. So it means that go and fight with the ones who are fighting with you, but do go further and more than that. وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا, it means that you are not allowed to go and also kill innocent people. children, women, and elders also.
For a conclusion, we come to this point, as you mentioned, and we extract from all these things from Holy Quran and from traditions shows that those ugly people, they are just killing people in the name and by the name of Islam. They are the creature of those, we could say, those those enemies. They have created them to just make the name of Islam ugly. Yeah. Islam is
the religion of peace. After treaty, yes.
Thank you. Thank you for your elaboration.
www.yislam.com